Rav David Eisenberg, Parshas Mikates. Are we good?
Yep, you're all on.
Okay, we're all on. I think considering today that I've made it here, I should make a bracha shasa nisim, naviseinu, and lelonu, vayomim ha'im hazman hazeh, these days, at this time, at 9:15, to make an amachzik adas with what's going on Berin Road, and it's mamash shasa nisim. So, I said, you'd be quicker walking. I said to Reb Menachem David, called me on Thursday night, I said, I'd be glad to give this shir, but Reb Lazer's going to have to speak for an extra 5 minutes, because what's going on at the moment is just, even if you leave early, there's not much of a chance. Yeah. Okay, so, I'd like to discuss with you a shaila that came up. Somebody asked me last time to speak about a specific topic. I didn't have the chance to prepare it properly, so I didn't. We're not speaking about it, but I'd like to instead speak about a shaila that happened to me in just last week, and all the tzadim that we went through, and the psak halacha that came with it as well. So, for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why, we decided at one point to buy frying pans, but we bought one frying pan for Fleishik and one frying pan for Milchik, and we bought exactly the same one. I don't recommend that. That's not a good idea, to buy the same frying pan or the same anything, because it's hard to tell. Now, I remember in Eretz Yisrael when we were in yeshiva, so they had the same cutlery. They had very, very cheap cutlery, and they had the same cutlery that they used throughout. But what they did was, I can't remember if it was on the Milchik or on the Fleishik, they had a hole through every single piece of cutlery on the bottom, and so you could tell automatically which one was Milchik and which one was Fleishik, because one of them had a simen with a hole through the bottom and one of them didn't. That's how they had it in Mir Yeshiva. Exactly the same for Fleishik. Milchik was the cheapest of the cheapest cutlery. It did the job, but you could be able to tell. I always thought to myself, we should make a simen, we should make a symbol on our frying pans. Somehow, don't ask the question why, Lamaisa, we never made a simen. And on last week, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, I'm looking for the frying pan and I can't find the frying pan. And I open up my cupboard and lo and behold, both frying pans have been put into the same cupboard. Okay? Now, let me make an introductory remark to this, and that is, had they been different frying pans, had I been able to tell which one's Milchik and which one is Fleishik, the Halacha says Mefurish that if you find a Fleishik fork amongst Milchik things, or a Milchik fork amongst Fleishik things, or any other utensil, you're not Mechuyev to worry and to say, oh, maybe I trafed it up. It could be that just somebody made a mistake when they put it away and they put it there. And there are a lot of sveikas that will go into that. So unless you have a serious suffix, you're not mechuyev to think that it's treif. However, in this instance... Pardon? Okay, as I was saying before. But here it's different. Here it's different. The point is very, very different because here you have two frying pans and I want to cook something with them now. And the shaila is, what do I do? Do I... Now, am I not allowed to use either of them? Can I maybe use one of them? Do I have to chuck them? Can I kasha them? What can I do? Okay? So, let's go through the different halachas and let's discuss what's what in order to understand how we get on from things. Number one, Mi'ikar Adin. Let's discuss the Ikar Adin and then let's go on to discuss what we do halacha lamaisa. Because even though the Ikar Adin is one halacha, lemaisa we do something else. We're more machmir than that. And kashas we are quite machmir, a lot of things. So, let's go back to basics. The halacha is, if you have a pot, a pan, anything that's used as a kli rishon, you put in fleishiks or you put in milchiks, then what will happen is, the pot frying pan, whatever you're using, is going to be boilea. It's going to ingest, swallow, become absorbed with fleishi geblius or milchi geblius. And because it has fleishi geblius or has milchi geblius, it has its absorbed taste from fleishis, absorbed taste from milchiks, then it becomes fleishik. So let's say you had a frying pan, and on that frying pan you've made schnitzel. It was a small frying pan, but I think we did use it for fleishiks. Let's say you made schnitzel. That frying pan now becomes a fleishik frying pan. How long is it truly fleishiks for? Only 24 hours. Why? After 24 hours, we say whatever taste has been absorbed by this keli has become what's known as noisein tam nivgam. It gives a taste, but the taste that it gives is pigam. It will give a bad taste. It won't add to it, it will subtract from it. And therefore, since the taste that is now inside, yes, there might be a fleishiger taste inside. But if you were going to cook something milchiks 24 hours after you've cooked something fleishiks in that pot, it would not give a good taste of fleishiks into the milk. It would give a putrid taste. It would give a bad taste. Therefore, now here's the important thing. Not you are allowed to cook something milchiks in it, but if you did go ahead and cook something milchiks in a fleishiger pot, even a fleishiger pot that was used for mamish fleishiks, after 24 hours of that usage, you then by mistake cook milk in it, the halacha is that the milk is mutter. Okay? What about the actual pan? So there we should say, wait a minute, it has taste of fleishik in it. But the taste of fleishik that's in it, gone. It's pogum. It's not worth anything. So what are you left with? It's got taste of milchiks in it. Okay, so it's got taste of milchiks in it. Maybe it should turn to a milchik pan now. Okay? So we don't do that. Obviously not. We don't do that. The Shulchan Aruch speaks about it in Simen Tzadik Gimel, Sif Aleph, and Yeridea. He says, Kedere Shibishal Babasa, if you have a pot that we cooked meat in it, you cannot cook milk in it. If you cook within 24 hours, then it's also benoisin tam. If it doesn't have 60 keneged what's inside the pot, it will be osur. And unless you have a massive pot and a very, very thin metal, the Taz says it's nearly impossible for you to have 60 inside the pot, keneged the outside walls and everything of the pot. So that's nearly impossible to have shishim inside a pot. I think somebody once in our kerala, they sat down, a bit of a mathematician, sat down and worked it out exactly how big the pot would need to be and how thick and how, etc., etc. It is possible, but you'd have to have, I don't know, a 100-liter pot with a very, very thin, a pot that would probably crack anyway if you tried to lift it. So the mice, it doesn't work. Pardon? No. A regular pot that we have nowadays, you will never have shishim inside the pot. Keneged the outside, keneged the width and the depth, etc., of the actual pot, and therefore you will always trafe it up. Avalim shom eis leis, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you waited 24 hours, koidim shibishal ba, before you could it, havelei nois and tam levgam, it becomes nois and tam levgam, umutter hat tafshil. The tafshil is mutter. Avol, and now listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says. Avol hakidera asura levashaba loy basar veloy cholov. You cannot cook neither basar nor cholov in this pot. Why? You've taken a pot that was fleishiks, you cooked milchiks in it. Now it's got tama fleishiks in it, tama milchiks in it. So what do you want to cook in it? You want to cook in it fleishiks, it has tama milchiks. You want to cook in it milchiks, it's got tama fleishiks. So Mr. Mangov says, well, why don't we cook parif? Which is what we're going to get to in a minute. So, let's mention one other nekuda, and that is, let's say you had a fleishiger pot, back to the case of Shonach, you had a fleishiger pot, and you've not used it for 24 hours, and now you cooked milchiks in it once, and you made a mistake and cooked milchiks in it a second time. What's the halacha the second time around to the milchiks? Also mutter. Why? Because there's still only taste, which is livgam, only bad taste is left inside this pot. So if you cook milk in it, it will remain mutter. However, the halacha is at the moment you cannot cook in it not basar and not cholov. The Ramah writes, aval shar devarim mutter. Other things are mutter. You can use it for pariv. You want to make eggs, you want to make, I don't, vegetables, anything you want to make and you want to fry in this pan. Butter. That's what it seems. Fish also. Why not? No, okay, so there are those I'm machme on real meaty things not to use fish, but in general we're not machme on tam and amblias on fish. Some people have a fish pot. A lot of people have a pot that they've set aside for fish and they don't want to use it for anything else, for meat, so that shouldn't be a thing. Lemaisa, we are not machme on. If you have a meaty pot, you can use it for fish afterwards. So we're not machme on that. Okay? So, that might be a way out. You know what you should do? You should take those two frying pans and designate them now for Parith. So he said, Lai Vashba, Lai Vasra, Lai Cholof. And we're one level up, by the way. Remember, at the moment, neither of these are treif. The only question that we have at the moment is what? Which one's fleishig, which one's milchik? Seder, so big deal. So use them both for eggs, I don't know, and make fry eggs in it, or vegetables, and then you'll be good. Okay? Can you serve the eggs with the meat together? Yeah, you probably could. You probably could. Because the pot is not binyoymoy, the pan that you have is not binyoymoy, and it is nat by nat on a bin and a non binyoymoy. If you have nat by nat and a non binyoymoy, you could serve it together with the meat together also.
Why is it better than using it for milchus itself? It's a spirit. Why isn't it better?
Why is what better?
Using it for parrot.
Why? Well, we're using it for milk eggs, I have a big problem.
You have this egg
deflation. It might be a flight. No.
It's not.
What?
No, because you can eat, if you cook milk inside, you say it's milk.
No, but I'm not allowed to cook milchik inside the chatchila.
Even after 24 hours.
Allah is, you cannot. Can you imagine the mess we would have in our kitchens if you could do that? A bochum dira that would do this? Bochum dira, I mean, women, we know women would never ever do such a thing.
Yeah,
women are, you know, the famous story I love to tell, you know, I think, but it says so much for you know, Neshe Amcha, for the women of Kali Sol. That I think there was if I remember the story correctly, I remember it with the Noida Behuda. Could be somebody else will have the story with a different Rav. It's the same story, okay? Yeah, with the Chumras, where the woman, where something happened in the kitchen, and they asked the Noida Behuda what to do, and Behuda says it's mutter. His wife says treif. And he says it's mutter, and she says it's treif. He says, look, listen, I'm the Pesach here, I'm telling you it's mutter. And she said to him, you and your Shulchan Aruch would have treifed at my kitchen a long time ago. Yeah? So we know that women have a different way of going about kashrus, and the reason our places are as kosher as they are at home are because our wives are mamish makbid, you know, kalabik chamura, to make sure that everything stays separate and everything stays the way it should do. As I was saying, you go into, I remember we had this sefer, there was a fellow in yeshiva by the name of Rav Avi Elbaz, or Rav Avram Yitzchak Elbaz, who was a choshve American young man. And he wrote a sefer called Dira Days. Afterwards, he changed it around to write a sefer on kashrus. But when he wrote it originally, he wrote this shaila for Dira Days with all sorts of different weird questions that he came up with that could come up in a bochum dira. I have my glasses that I like to stir the milky side with one and the meaty thing with the other. Does that make them treif? Is it shnei kelim shenogu? I mean, the questions, putting pizza in tumble dryers and using an iron to fry schnitzel. That's the kind of things they come up with in mir bochum diras. Yeah? Never, ever, ever has anybody in Gates at Semer or in any other place asked such a shaila. Yeah? So, the nafkamina says, but you cannot cook anything milk except. Now, the problem is, as I, you have to, if you cook milk, then it's kosher. And it could very well be that the one that you cooked in is not even fleishig. It might be in the milk one, but you just don't know. So how are you supposed to tell? Okay? However, the... Pardon? What's the safek d'rabbanan? Because the two canons got mixed up. And therefore, what's the safek? The safek is only anos and hamafgam and anachatchila. You know, it's the safek d'rabbanan. But can we say on the safek d'rabbanan, just use both of them for whatever you want to? Yeah, okay. Now, after we've said this, there's a problem, however. So we said over here, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, or the Ramah seems to say, Shad Varim is Mutter. So that would mean, if I make them both frying pans for eggs, finish Kamanu, I'm good to go. Which one's Vashik, which one's Milchik? I don't have to worry about it, because we said already, I don't know, and it's not by not. Which is livgam, not by not livgam, and lav dafki, you're cooking it to eat with one or the other, so then you're okay. However, there is another Ramah that we have to keep in mind over here. And that says, the Ramah is in Siman Tzadik Dalet Tziv Hei. It says, Kedei Rosh Yibishuvah Yerokah is Oy Mayim. If you have a pot that you cooked in vegetables or water, and now you have a ben yoimai fleishig spoon, a ben yoimai milchig spoon, the tochlu by kaf ben yoimai, and you stuck the fleishig spoon in. So now the fleishig has transferred from the spoon into the water and into the keli, etc., etc. And the kedera is not bas yoimai lehefech. The kedera is not bas yoimai. So you have either the spoon is ben yoimai and the pot is not ben yoimai, or vice versa. Or you have shishim, keneged, everything. Hakol shari, the mikdash, and everything is mutter. Because if one is ben yoimai and one is not ben yoimai, you won't have a meeting together of fleishiks and milchiks that taste. Because the fleishik it tastes will be lifgam, will be bad, and the milchik will be okay. Or the milchik it tastes will be lifgam, and the fleishik will be okay. But whatever the fleishik and the milchik meet, they will meet up in a very bad way. And therefore it won't create bas v'cholof. However, even though it's mutter, says the Ramah, v'noyagin lahachmir lechal amachal kimin hakeishu min yoimoy, the minig is that you eat the food, whether if it was a fleishik ben yoimoy spoon, then you eat it fleishiks. If it's a milchik ben yoimoy spoon, you eat the food milchiks. That's how the minig is. V'lesra keli sheinu ben yoimoy. And we ask the keli sheinu ben yoimoy, and the Ramah ends up, v'ena lo chumra ba'amah kimin din hakoshoy. That's only chumra. Now, what do we ask the keli with? Says the Shach in Sifkot Nchof, Afilu levasha boy shadvarim. Kach kotzvatar eschatas klal pehei diamas ein shom. Mash kotzvatar, right? The leidon mashit amacham levasha boy shadvarim. Even shadvarim will be osur. So we have a case over here, which is lechumra. Only a chumra, because you're talking about not putting meat into milky keli, or milk into meaty keli. You have over here a keli which is not ben yoimai, and you're cooking in it pasta. And you took, so this is your milchig pot that you're cooking pasta in, and you took a ben yoimai milchig fleishig spoon, and you stuck it into that keli. What we're saying now is the pasta needs to be eaten only with fleishigs, and the pot will become osur. What for? Anything. I even can cook pasta in it a second time. So now we're saying even shadvarim is osur. So they ask a steer, they say, how come the Ramah writes in Tzadik Gimel that Shadvarim is mutter? And in Tzadik Daled, he writes Shadvarim is osur. That doesn't make sense. Decide one way or another. Says, they explain it over there. I think the Shach explains it over there. Shach Sifkot and Gimel says, the Kamon Tzadik Daled, the Rav writes that it's osur. Here is Me'ikra Din, there is the Chumras. Me'ikra Din, you're right, Shadvarim will be mutter. Lechumra, even Shadvarim is osur. Okay? So now, Lechumra, even Shadvarim is osur. However, remember, we have over here a case, this is important to remember, that Shadvarim, the case here is, you don't have really a Trefa Keli. Remember, you had a Fleishiks, and a milchix, and you don't know which one's which, but it's not treif. So maybe shadvarim will be mutter. That will be one tzad to say. Now, we have another tzad out, and this is already going to, now I'm walking on dangerous ground. And here you're going to start getting upset with me. You do have shishim. You do have shishim, and that's why he says over there, and the Ramah says, Be'etzim, if you have shishim, akol mutter, and you don't have to do it, but machmir, we're machmir anyway. You're right, you probably will have shishim in the pasuk and in the spoon, and we're still machmir. Okay? Now here comes the thing, the question that I had, that I think, I spoke to my chavrus about it, Rabbi Shuli Gutentag, now from Federation, and we had it out about this. He wasn't very happy with me. But I had the following suggestion, and tell me what you think of this. Our fleishige pan has been used with fleishigs. That I know. I've used it even though it's a very small frying pan because it was more used for eggs and other things, for making omelets and scrambled egg, whatever else. So it's not a mass. You don't use a big frying pan. Make a scrambled egg, a small frying pan. But there have been times where I've had to make one or two little schnitzels. So we've used that. Instead of using a big frying pan, we use that frying pan. Very small. It is fleishigs mamish. No questions. However, our milchige frying pan has never been used for milk. Never. We don't fry milk. Most people, we didn't make anything. Very rarely do you fry something milkix. I don't know what you would fry that's mamish milkix. I put butter in the pan. Okay, but we don't really have butter that often at home. We don't really use butter much. So we've not really, what, pardon? Yeah, you can make a milky pancakes. Okay, I think milky pancakes, my wife never used that little, maybe she did. Could be. Pasta and cheese in a frying pan? You don't make pasta and cheese in a frying pan. You put the pasta in a pot, and you take it out, and you put the cheese afterwards. A frying pan is not used for that kind of cooking. A pot, chances are, yeah. But a frying pan, not. So maybe pancakes. I don't know if my wife uses pancakes. So Ken Zain that we talk use it for milkies. Pancakes are mamish milk because you put milk in them. But, pardon? Yeah, okay, we've not made cheese blintzes. We're not big on cheese blintzes. Okay, you know what? We can discuss what we can make, what we can't make. That's not part of the shir for now. The main point is my memory serves me. As my memory serves me, I have never used this pan for real milkix. And now the question is, and here I'm going to get the storm and the tirade. Can I now make them both fleishigs? Take them both out of the, I found them in the milchige cupboard. Take them both out of the milchige cupboard and say, Marashach, one of them is really fleishigs. The other one, as far as I know, is not milchigs. Just make it fleishigs. And call them both fleishigs. You happy with that, Simcha? Okay, you call your wife and ask her that question and see if she's happy with it. I'm not, pardon? Pardon? You don't normally change the milchis to fleishigs, you're right. That's the halacha, because otherwise people get confused. But I'm asking you a different question now. Who says it's milchis? Yeah? No. Okay, so that's very, very important to keep in mind. It's never been used for milchis as far as I can remember. Is that good enough? He might be right, we might have made pancakes in it, but I don't think we did. But is that good enough? Pardon? Yeah, the shayla is about, no, but the shayla is now, I'm looking at it. The shayla is not. No. Oh. Okay, so let's go through it slowly. Okay? Number one, you have an issue that we just mentioned before, and that's the following. We just said before that if you took a fleishige spoon and put it in a milchige keli, let's say you had a milchige non minyoyme pot and you're cooking pasta, and you took a fleishige minyoyme spoon and you put it inside the pot to stir around the pasta and you didn't realize, then we said, l'chumra, we are machmir to consider this pot to be fleishig and to become treif from that, even though the pot's not minyoyme and even though the shishim, etc., etc. So Kol Shekein, so the question over here is, even if I could say that I use this pot, I've never used this pot for milchix, can I say with certainty that I've never used the pot with a Ben Yoimoy Keli inside it? That I don't know if I could say. Okay? Because there you already start getting into trouble. Point number two. And that's the next question. Onions. What's the halacha of onions? Because, yeah. So here we're getting complicated. Because I do know that we've made omelets with onions inside. Yeah? And onions, as we all know, start becoming problematic because they're charif. So what's the halacha with onions here? Will the onions that I've put inside this pot make the pot milchix mamish? Do the onions make the pot milchix mamish? Or do we say, no, the onions don't make the pot milchig mamish? Okay? So here, let's have a look. The following. Number one. Simen Tzadik Vav, where the halachas of Dara Charif come up, we have the discussion about cutting a Dara Charif. What are the properties of the knife necessary to cut a Dara Charif that will make this Dara Charif leishik? So how fleishig does my knife have to be? Does it need to be ben yoymoy? Maybe I need to have used this knife in something that's ben yoymoy. So for example, I have a meat casserole that's just come out of the oven, or might even still be in the oven, and I'm sticking my knife in to see whether it's fully cooked through or not. Now I have a knife that is 100% fleishig ben yoymoy. No question. This is a fleishig knife. Especially if the casserole was still in the oven, definitely. If you take it out, then you can start saying, Dover Gush, it's out of the oven, it's not in the oven. In the oven, you stuck your knife into your flesh, your casserole, to see if it's cooked through or not. Or you have a piece of meat, you're sticking a knife in to see if it's cooked or not. That 100% makes this a Ben Yoimoy knife. If you take that knife and cut onions with it, that will become fleshiks. What happens if I stuck that knife in it yesterday, 24 hours ago, and now I cut onions? Will that still make the onions fleshik or not? Pardon? Oh. So we say the churfe machlel shvach, that even though the taste that's inside my knife is belivgam, the onion is very strong, and the strength of the taste in the onion can take non-binyoimoy taste and make a binyoimoy. The issue with that is that in general, that klal is said with using heat. Who says that if I have a cold knife and I'm cutting an onion, that from a cold knife that's going to make the onion fleshes? Okay? What? We're getting there. Slowly, it's not so posh. There are those that say that the reason for that is because our knives are not mekunach. There's another issue that's going on over here. The knives might not be clean. Yeah, especially if you have serrated knives. Serrated knives are a real issue because each one of the, you're going to go in there, eat one of them, you're going to get out all the fat and everything from that, every serration in a knife. That's very, very hard. When you have a straight knife, a non-serrated knife, it's a lot easier. In the olden days, they didn't have the same cleaning agents that we had. So there was an assumption very often that if you had a knife, you had a fleshing knife, it always had somebody... Someone in our shul always said, the first two pieces of cake you never take because they still taste from the things from last week's shalashuddas. Yeah? That's you let it get cleaned up on the first two pieces of cake. From piece number three, that's what you can take. Because there's always still leftover gunk and stuff on it. Now, if you have mamoshes on it, then even if the knife is not minyoyim, it's irrelevant. Because mamoshes remains fleshiks forever. Yeah. So what's the halacha? The halacha we say is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Lemaisa, the Yesh Oymim, he brings the Yesh Oymim, the Hu Adin, even if the knife is Einu Ben Yoymoy, the Hu Mekunach, and even if it is wiped down, the knife nevertheless still remains Fleshiks, and the Chiddush is that even though it's Einu Ben Yoymoy, we say, Agav Duchki De Sakina, because the Sakina, this we have to add that to the Cheshbon, because the knife is pressing down, and that pressing down creates a certain amount of pressure, that pressure will take out the sharpness of the knife, will ingest, or will put into the onion, time of fleshiks, the onion will now become fleshiks, and therefore we call this onion fleshiks. Pardon?
How long is this knife always going to give out taste?
So he seems to say, he doesn't seem to take it away, he seems to say always.
Always.
Always. Okay? However, now the question becomes, I'll ask you a different question. Okay, but why don't we say that the onion is not barnat? There's a taste that went into the onion. The taste, which is fleshiks, that went into the onion, now goes into the keli. All that's gone into my keli is at most not by not of milchige onions. Big deal. Okay, now, you might say you can't use not by not lechatchila, but the issue over here is that it's not by not and it's ainah ben yoimah, because it's not been used for 24 hours. So now already, you might be able to use it lechatchila. So maybe I'll say that my milchig frying pan never really became milchigs, because even if I use it for knives, it only got used in an apanatic oifen. And that we say that that's not true. The Taz in Sifkot and Gimel here says that there's a difference between the Eina Doima. It's not doyma to the case of dogim sha'ala bikara, which is mutam mikach napanat. Why don't we say that this case of the onion should be not by not in the same way that Dogm Shaul Bekara is, that's the case, the standard case that the Gemara says. You had a fleshiger pan and you put fish on it, and it's the fish now received taste from the pan, which had received taste from the meat. So the meat went into the pan and from the pan back into the fish. And now you have not by not. That's the standard case of not by not. It's called Dogm Shaul Bekara. So you have this case of Dogm Shaul Bekara. Why don't we say that the case of the onion should be considered like not by not? He says, no. Deshani hachi besakin shepa omin shashamnunis nikra shalav ein nikra. There are times where there's actual fat on it and you can't tell. And therefore it's not by not min hamamish. There's real food there. If there's real food left over on the knife and it's on your onion, then your onions become fleshik mamas for mamoshes. And then you can consider it not by not because it's become fleshik because something real fleshik is on the knife, is on the onion. The oid, because churva ditznoim agavduchet eskakina polat femi dogim. That churva, the sharpness of this tznoim, together with the duchet eskakina, with the pushing down, it makes it come out more even than the fish. That's what Rashi holds, and therefore we say that it is not considered not by not. You cannot use that either. So, bottom line is that it's still going to be an issue. You still have an issue. The only other thing that you could say, and there is a machlokes about this, the machlokes we're showing him, that's brought on the Beis Yosef here in Siman Tzadik Vov, in the name of the Rashba, that they hold there is nothing that's considered Dava Charif other than what's known as Kerchel Chiltis. Tznoin and Kerchel Chiltis. Those are two types of things that are very, very sharp. They're considered Charif. Beyond that, nothing else. Not onions, not garlic, nothing. Most of the Poiskim don't hold like that. Most of the Poiskim don't hold like that. And therefore, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Bei says, if you cut Shumim, Mubetzalim, Mukurishim, Chiyetzven, Midvar Macharifim, Dinon Shav Lechotach Bei Tznoin, then the Halacha is, it's exactly like cutting this Tznoin. Tznoin is the case of the Gemara, the case of the Gemara of Dov Acharif, but we paskin, it's not necessarily only Tznoin, it is also onions, garlic, and anything else that might be sharp like that. And therefore, what will come out, according to this, is that onions are still Dava Harif. So even though you have some Rishonim, but you might say, okay, but I have these Rishonim, you know, you can start building up all sorts of Heterim. You can really, if you wanted to, you can say it might be, according to some Shittas, it's only a Ben Yoimai knife, not if the knife's not Ben Yoimai, if the knife's been cleaned down. There are Shittas that disagree with that. Who says an onion is Ben Yoimai, and maybe it's only not, you can start playing around with it. What my Chavrusa did say to me, he says that, Lemaisa, he says, let's be honest about it. You had a keli that you've used Becheskas Milchigs for 2 years, 3 years, however long you've had this. No, but it's been my Milchig frying pan. It's not Milchig. You've not used it for Milchigs. But it's always been the frying pan from the Milchig side of the kitchen. To now go ahead and say it's never been washed up with anything, and it's never had a splash of anything, and never had anything go in, and to use all these aterim and try to squeeze something out of that, he says, doesn't sound right. Yeah, man, you know what? You'd still have a problem with the onion. Even then, you'd have a problem with the onion, yeah. The pan should probably be considered milky. Well, having said everything that we said now, the problem should be pan should be considered milky from the onion that we just mentioned. So that would make it more problematic anyway. There are heterim, and the reason I'm saying all of this, and I'll tell you why I was trying to get it out of kashrut, and I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna have to try to make this very brief. So he says, so what Rabbi Gutentag says to me, he says, listen, you've used this for milchiks, or the cheskas milchiks, for 3 years. To now just call it fleshiks without doing anything, it's just, come on. You know, that's not the kind of thing that you would do. I said, okay, the problem is that kashering frying pans is very difficult. And the reason, and that's why I've been going through the entire thing. Why am I going through all this? Why don't you just kasher it? Because kashering frying pans is very difficult. Number one, because they have mamoshes on them. It's very, very hard to get off on the frying pans all the bits and pieces that are milchik that remain on them, or that are fleshik, or the extra pieces. And therefore, you have an issue. It's not so easy to kasher frying pans. Okay? Now, the other question, and this is, I'm going to start going through it very quickly. This could have turned into two shurim, but we're not going to. The other question you need to ask yourself is, what do you do on a frying pan? Do you need to do limon, or do you need to do hagola? Meaning, If you use something with wet heat, then you do hagol on it. If you use something with dry heat, you use limon on it. Here with a frying pan, it's a bit of a question mark, because you put in some oil, but very often you shallow fry things. And there are times where the oil starts boiling out, drying out, etc., etc., and you can end up having something that's been fried in it, and there's nothing else been there, and it'd be considered like cooking a la esh, without any liquid, which would then mean, in order to kasher this frying pan, you have to stop blowtorching it. Okay? And you'll ruin it. Go find a blowtorch. Go stop blowtorching a frying pan. The other issue that you come up with also is the issue of dirt. When you have a frying pan or any other pan, you will find that there's a place where the two of them meet together. And if you look in the halachas in Siman Tov Nun Aleph, both in Siv Gimel and in Siv Hei, you will find over there that if you have chaluda, if you have rust or other things, when you go to kasher for Pesach, you will see that they will make sure that there is nothing on your things that you want to kasher. Any little drop of something on it will say, we won't kasher it. And therefore, you will never really be able to clean a frying pan properly. And if you're not able to clean the frying pan properly, then who says you're able to kasher it? So then in Cain, the question is, I'm going to have to throw out my two frying pans. I don't want to throw out my two frying pans. Not that I trafed them. But I didn't trafe them. So now I have a suffix, which is why I wanted to come on to all those questions before and to say maybe I can get around it. So what we discussed, what we ended up with is that there's a difference between chometz and between what we're having now. Dahainu, chometz is a big machlokes, but chometz is considered isura bala. It's considered like it became osur. On Pesach, we consider like this isur inside this, even though it's not ben yoymoy. And therefore, it's isur inside it, you need to be as machme as possible. Whereas here, there's only a tera bala. The milchik one has been milchik, the fleshik one's been fleshik. Never has it become treif. In that instance, where a tera bala, you don't have to do libun, you can be soymechan hagala. You'll have bits and pieces that have not been able to be cleaned properly, and you have places where it's been soldered together where you can't get inside it. What you should do is, you take caustic agent, whatever it is, whatever you're going to use that's going to make it pogum, you make that pogum, and then you put it on the flame and you kasher it over. Either you fill it up to the top and you kasher it, or you can stick it in a bigger pan and you kasher both sides, the handle, everything. You do that, and if you do that and you made everything else that's around it pogum, then lamaisi you can be soymech to kasher them. Again, we're not reappropriating from milchiks to fleishiks because it never became treif, and I'm taking the one that was fleishiks, or hopefully it's fleishiks, make a fleishik, the other one milchik. One of them might have never been milking in the first place, according to many different shittas, and therefore the bottom line is what we're going to do with these frying pans is we're going to kasher both of them, and we're going to be able to make one milchix and one fleishix and not try to be so sticky. Thank you very much. Anyone saying Kaddish? Rabbi Hanan ben Akash, Rabbi Zagosh, Baruch Zaki, Sol, Afichach, Hirbel, Antoim, Mitzvah, Shneema, Adinoi, Chofetz, Seman, Seikoi, Agit, Tayovi, Adir. Amen.